Who knew this would happen? A magic potion could save my heart. Who knew that these feelings had a name? I'm worthy of change, same as you are. Mirror, mirror, don't you judge me? Don't you dare. Who knew I was capable of loving? Who was there staring back? I said, staring back.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Transitional Wisdom Podcast, where Nash and I discuss all things trans and queer-related from a variety of different perspectives. This week's episode is going to be a little bit different. We have broken it down into two separate parts, and also it's just going to be Nash and I.
So welcome to Nash and C Discuss, Part 2.
I think it's interesting to hear you say that, because I felt similar to what you're describing, but for a very different reason. And my reasoning was I didn't feel like I deserved to post about my chest and show my chest because I was overweight, or like I didn't have a six pack. I didn't have a good body. And so I genuinely
got to stop that right now.
Yeah. Like I was like, no, I don't want to, like, why do I, like, I should not post a picture of my chest. No one's going to find this appealing. They're going to say like, wow, look at, you know, oh, good for you. You're just as gross as before, you know, whatever it was. And so I really kept it. It's true. Like it really is true. And, but also, now that I have been able to shed some of that weight, and most of it really came from testosterone. I wasn't that heavy. Like, I was always the last couple of years I was a little bit heavier, but I was not. I really gained a lot of weight because of my hormones, and so that was obviously very upsetting. And then, yeah, it really hasn't been since like just this last year of when I have started to shed the weight a little bit and being like, I still feel that way. Like, I don't post pictures of myself like that because like I'm a little bit more reserved in that way of like, well, you know, I never felt like I was somebody who other people want to look at their chest and marvel at their chest. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Do you feel that that's because of the majority of the images of trans mass people are?
I think, yeah.
You know, I won't name names, but just ripped a shit. And
I think the picture perfect image is definitely like they have an effect. I think it's very... It's very hard to like they're obviously they're really good and they can be harmful at the same time. I think that for me to you know, I never really, there was only a handful of trans guys who had top surgery who were not that sort of like picture perfect model type thing that were posting pictures. And I remember when I would see them, I remember seeing comments of people saying like, you know, there was the mix. There was the mix of the comments that are like, you're amazing, you know, you look great, blah, 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 the great ones. And then there was the comments of like, what's wrong with your chest? Or, you know, like just some more insensitive or not nice comments. And not that I tried to like hide from negative comments, because ultimately, like, you know, I tried to do the best I can to not let those like be absorbed into my head and stuff,
but also unnecessarily put yourself out there in that way.
And I think the big thing, I just came to this realization recently, I think the biggest reason for me was that putting myself out there in a body that I finally, even if I didn't love the extra weight, a body that I finally felt comfortable with, or that I finally identified with and felt aligned to me, to put that out there in a vulnerable way and allow people the opportunity to post hateful things in return. It felt too hard for me at the time, because there's a difference between somebody making fun of you for something that you don't identify with.
Yes.
Like, so when I got made fun of as a girl, it was a lot easier for me to kind of just push that to the side and not care as much. And then now when you pick on something that I'm so excited about and so happy about, it's very damaging. So I think it was a mixture of both of those things. And then I finally have recently just been like, you know what? I don't care. Like, I'm not gonna say that, you know, a mean comment's not gonna hurt me every other time. But
they do. I mean, regardless of whether you care or not, you're gonna read them. And even if it's for, you know, 0.005 seconds, it's going to sting a little bit.
I'm still human. Like, of course, it's you know, it's still gonna hurt no matter how much work I do to try and get past it. But
Absolutely. But
I've come to this point of like, again, I don't want other people to feel sad or feel afraid of showing their own chest because they don't have that picture perfect body. And so I don't mind that I'm not, you know, like I'm never going to be a six pack model. Like, and that's something that I've of course always wanted, but like, I just know my genetics don't allow for it. So
yeah,
you know, I'd have to put in 10 times harder work than somebody else who can achieve that easier or whatever.
And is it something that you would actually want to do it for? You know what I mean? Other than like, and if that's something that you were to do for yourself.
Yes.
But then you also have to look at it. Am I doing it because of how I want other people to perceive me?
Yes, yes, yes. That's exactly how I feel, because I always wanted that body because I thought people would like me if I had a six pack. People would like looking at me, you know, they would care more about me. And then now I'm at this point of, if you don't care about me because the way I look or because the extra weight I have or my pants don't fit or whatever it is, like, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
That's okay.
Exactly.
That's okay. You know, that's fine with me.
That is completely fine. Thank you for letting me know exactly who you
and
are.
You know what? I'd prefer that you choose to not like me for those reasons, because then I have more room to give to the people that actually want to be around me and want to love me and support me. And that feels way better to me.
It's almost as if like the older that we get and the more comfortable we become with ourselves,
yes,
the easier it is to cut people out of our lives.
Absolutely.
The toxicity. Things, because it's not worth it. I've spent so much, I've spent almost the past, you know, I'll be 28 here soon. Like the past 25 years of my life, you know, dealing with what other people, their expectations and everything else that they put on me or, you know, how they think I should be.
Totally.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Like I'm happy with myself. I don't, you know, I've made, that's clear for family, friends, people on the internet. Like the block button is very easy.
Yeah. You, no one needs to follow me, you know, or follow you that they don't like us. That's totally cool. Like I genuinely mean that. And I say often, like, I don't want people to follow me unless they like me or they find something valuable in me, because like I very much view like my Instagram, this, I think like you and I have talked about so much, like I think we both share the same view of like the Instagram is kind of like our extended family of like, just, we want it to be people who want to be there with us and share that with us, you know? And I know that doesn't always happen as like a following grows and stuff like that, but I try to make it very interactive in the way of like, just because you're commenting on my picture doesn't mean that like I'm better than you or you're not worth responding to. Like I've never felt that way. And like, you know, and I think that that's really important, because that's also how I found my comfort, was by other people doing that for me. Like when I would comment, not making me feel like I was not worthy of a response and stuff like that. So yeah,
I agree.
But I wanted to say, I made a comment before about like, I would have to work 10 times harder to get a six pack than somebody else. I'm not saying that it's not hard work to get a six pack. I know that it's hard work. I'm just saying that simply for me, I know it would take 10 times harder of that already hard work because of just the way I'm built. So like, I just don't want it to be.
It's metabolism, you know, it's genetics.
Yeah.
I mean, that has a huge part to play. And that's also why I hate, you know, anytime people ask for, you know, my start date, I tell people I've been on tea over 2 years, like you don't need my actual date.
Yeah.
And I won't give people out my dosage. I just think that it's does more harm, because it 100% depends on your genetics and your hormones as they are and how your body processes everything.
Right.
Like everything's so different.
Yeah, exactly. It's so different. And then I think it's also important to note that like, part of the transition, we have to remember like what transition means, like you're transitioning. So like in doing that, you know, you, what may have worked for you as, like, you know, if you were born female, what may have worked for you working out wise or food wise as a female or, you know, as identified as a female is not necessarily going to be what continues to work when you start taking hormones or whatever.
Exactly.
So like for me, like the couple of years before I started hormones, I had to be very careful about what I ate. Like food wise, if I ate too many carbs or whatever, I would gain weight pretty easily. So I had to, okay. I had to really pay attention to what I was doing. Whereas now I'm learning, like in this last year, I could eat ice cream every single night if I want to, and I can have pizza 3-4 times a week, and it's like I've lost weight. So, but do you know what I mean? Like
I know exactly
for
what
me,
you mean.
Like my body is working. I feel like right now my body is working like a very standard cis boy who's going through puberty, where mm-hmm. they can put as much food as they want into their bodies and they're either gonna stay the weight they are or like, yeah, maybe lose some weight. And it was something I witnessed my brother do. So that's kind of why I'm able to identify that. Like I saw him be able to eat whatever he wanted and literally have close to a six pack. Like he was in amazing shape. So, you know, I think it's like, it's super important to remember that because I kept trying to eat paleo, like very strict paleo in the beginning of transitioning. Yeah. And I was like, I'm fucking starving. Why am I so hungry? Because I was doing this, you know, 6 months ago and I wasn't feeling this way. It was working great. And like, now if I eat paleo, it's a very different outcome. Like I still feel good and stuff, but I need a lot more food to like a lot more food to be full or to feel energized and stuff. And yeah, it's I think that we get caught up in what everybody else does that we don't give ourselves the chance to explore like what our own bodies or what our own like minds need.
Exactly.
You know?
And you know, people only post so much on Instagram, you know, the good sides, the good shit is the majority of it. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So I've been racking my brain about this. So something that this is something I noticed, like I have been noticing throughout the years, but it was something that like we were talking about harmful things before. This is something that really harmed me for like, I'd say probably my first year of transitioning. When I first came out as trans to my family and stuff, and when I was realizing, you know, I wanted to transition or trying to figure out how to do that, as you said, like, you know, I went to social media, like I went to Instagram and I found a bunch of trans guys on Instagram. I remember I like reached out and, you know, a comment. I think this was before DM, I think. So I would like comment and say, you know, can we talk? And it was people who were open on Instagram. So it's not like they were trying to be stealth or anything. Yeah. But I remember that I was pretty much blatantly ignored by about 95% of these people. And they were trans, you know, they were all trans men because that's what I felt I identified as. So it was all specifically trans men. And they either would ignore me or they would, you know, answer my question in what felt like to be a very sort of like cold and abrasive way of just like, you're annoying me. Here's your answer. Can you go now? Kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's something that I really struggled with for really like the first year of transitioning, because I just kept feeling like, so do I not belong in this community either? Like people don't even like me in this community that I feel like I really am supposed to be in. Because I felt that way as a lesbian, because ultimately I wasn't a lesbian. So obviously I did not fit in, but
yeah, I can relate.
Yeah. But when I was trying to, you know, when I was trying to be happy as a lesbian and everything, that was a struggle. So I felt that way like all over again, but even worse. And it's something that, you know, I don't know why that happened, but there have been very specific people who I've reached out to. So I've been on hormones for a little over 3 years. So I've reached out to, let's say, 3.5-4 years ago, asking for guidance or asking if I could ask them questions, you know, stuff like that, that ignored me, who now all of a sudden I'm, you know, a little over 3 years on hormones. I've had all these surgeries done. I'm being open and sharing them. Those same people are reaching out to me wanting to like forge a friendship or whatever. And it's confusing because why was I not good enough before? Why am I...
Has this happened since bottom surgery, an upsurgence of this?
So it's definitely happened since bottom surgery, but it also more so started happening when I the reason I can say this confidently is because I journal so often that I went back and looked. It really, really started to pick up when I really started having a beard, and when Blair and I call it my ugly duckling phase, which was my first like 2-ish years of hormones when I gained like a ton of weight, and I had the cystic acne. I just was not, I wasn't the cutest little guy, but so after my ugly duckling phase ended is really when I saw this totally change. So I had a full beard at that point. You know, my weight started to come down. I started to, I think, just come into myself a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's when I really started to notice it. And I don't know what to attribute it to, but what I can say is that in putting myself out there more in the last like year, I have had people who are pre-T or who are just a few months on hormones that have like reached out and said some, like, asked what, you know, can I ask you questions? And I'm always like, yeah, like all I ask is be respectful. Yeah, that's it. Exactly. Ask me anything you want to ask, be respectful. And mm-hmm. so I always respond that way. I'm like, yeah, what's up? Ask me. And I've had a couple of people say like they send me very beautiful, heartfelt responses of like, thank you so much for taking the time to respond to me. And I'm like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. Like I seriously get confused because I'm like, are you saying like somebody else wasn't? And like, I've actually, now I have started being like, what do you mean by that? Or, you know, why do you feel that you have to thank me?
Yeah.
And like, I've had like a couple people say like, well, I tried to reach out to somebody else and they ignored me or like they wouldn't talk to me or whatever. And like, I just really appreciate you doing that. And it makes me really sad because like,
yeah, it's heartbreaking. Yeah.
This is our community. Like, why wouldn't we support one another, mm-hmm. help one another? Like, you know, like isn't that the point of the community? We're already so like marginalized and we're already so like ostracized by other people. Why would we do that to one another?
Well, and I just want to like, you know, shake some of these people who, you know, aren't responding, because I get a lot of similar messages as well. And, you know, like, do you not remember where you were?
Yeah, that's
like,
yeah.
When you started, before you started, like, I just don't under, like, you may be some, you know, big shot on Instagram, but that shit, honestly, it, quite frankly, does not matter.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to call it, and especially if you want to call yourself an activist or an advocate for the trans community, then do the fucking work.
For everyone.
You know? Yeah, for everyone. Don't just do the work because you find someone attractive, or because there's so many months on T and then you start following them because they start quote unquote passing, or, you know, they have X a number of followers now, so you deem them now worthy to
right.
follow back or whatever.
Right. Yeah. I definitely, yeah, I've noticed the same thing of just like the followers, the passing privilege, that stuff. And like,
it's a fucking circle jerk. I mean, that's all it is.
It is, because like, here's the thing. I can tell you confidently, I reached out to like at least 5 people when I was trying to get like ask some questions and learn and stuff. There was one person who responded to me, and that person is Matt, my best friends. So Matt and I have been friends for 4 years, for a little over 4 years. And
yeah,
that is because Matt sat there and took the time to care enough to be there for me, a total stranger who he didn't know. You know, I found him on Instagram. I thought that he looked awesome. I thought that he like had really cool outfits. I thought that he looked like a fun guy. Like, that was really the basis of it. And I thought, you know what? I feel like some positive energy from him, whatever, just through the pictures, I'm going to reach out. And it's just like, I think to myself, like, that has been one of, like, I mean, all of the friendships I've made since transitioning, like, they've been such amazing ones. But he has provided me so much because he took that time to do that. Mm-hmm. And when he could have done the same thing other people did, was just ignore me. And so what I'm trying to say is, like, you never know what type of role you are going to take in someone's life by just simply giving them a couple minutes of your time.
Yeah. You know? No, I completely agree. And also, like, how much of an impact,
yes,
you know, that 5 minutes
right
can take,
right,
you know,
because let's look at it in the worst case scenario. What if I was very depressed and feeling so alone? And what if I was, you know, mm-hmm. really having a struggling really hard? And here I am thinking, I finally found my place in this trans community. I'm going to start forging friendships. I'm going to start putting myself out there. And then I get rejected this way. Mm-hmm. I can see a pretty grim outcome if I was unable to find support in any way, or if I was unable to, you know, bring myself out of that. And God, I don't know about you, but if I ever heard that me not responding caused somebody to do that or do some, oh my God, I would never be able to live with myself. And I'm not saying that it's not my, or it's not anybody's responsibility to solve problems for another person.
No, but still
human courtesy. We're both,
exactly. And if I knew that, you know, 30 seconds of my day could have been spent to prevent anything, then absolutely, I'd feel horrible. Yeah. I'm actually I wouldn't call it a panic. I'd call it a slight panic, because since I did that experiment of if you decline messages, it automatically blocks them. Those people also do not go in your blocked list, so you can't unblock them. So I have hundreds of people that I have declined messages from that I have essentially blocked from my Instagram, and I can't find them. And they were all very nice messages. There were just ones that I wasn't replying to, because they were just like emojis, or, you know, you're so hot, or whatever. So I'm decline.
Right.
Except now I blocked them, and I can't unblock them.
To me, this speaks to like such a larger issue, in that like, Instagram should be more transparent with that, because
I have no idea.
You had to put up a fucking story asking like, what happens if I press decline? Like, is it gone forever?
And no one knew.
And to me, that's so damaging, because like exactly what we were just talking about, like, oh my God, God forbid, like, you accidentally declined one that, you know, you didn't mean to, or whatever.
And the majority of the people were trans people.
Right. And
you
like,
know, I just knew I wasn't getting to the messages. So I thought, you know, and very if innocent. I decline these, they'll re-pop up, you know.
Yeah, a very innocent thing.
Pop up later. Yeah.
Totally. And
now I just look like an asshole.
Right. But this is like, all right, Instagram, come on.
Right. Shit together. They have a lot of other things to figure out.
Totally. But like, I hear you though.
Give the queers a couple days at Instagram and we'll figure it all out.
We'll
get for it. You.
Yeah. We'll figure it out for sure. I wanted to say something else about the Instagram thing. So like, I think like my, I guess my point with us trying to talk about this here is like, I think that it would be amazing for us, you know, overall as a trans community, to sort of like, think about why it is that we do choose to ignore people who are pre-T, or we do choose to not want to engage in those types of conversations that, you know, people have questions. Is it because, like, I wonder, is it because somebody has, you know, maybe they had a really big struggle with coming out, and like, when they have finally gotten past it, here's this stranger who asks, like, sends a message, and they're like, hey, I need some help with coming out, and maybe it's too much of a trigger.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I can say that. Maybe they don't want to, you know, that's an acceptable excuse.
That's okay. You know, that's totally understandable, because like, I, and the reason that I kind of was thinking about that was, you know, I was thinking about, I had some of the same issues with phalloplasty when I was trying to get some questions answered for phalloplasty before surgery. And a couple guys I reached out to a message privately, same thing, ignored me, didn't want to talk to me, didn't want to answer questions. And, you know, I finally did find my buddy Jackson, who was amazing, answered all my questions. And Shane, we did an episode with him, answered so many questions. And that was so unbelievably helpful. But I wonder, you know, maybe me asking questions to the people who ignored me, did they go through a really fucking hard recovery and they were, you know, maybe just getting out of the other side, or maybe still going through it, and it was too much of a trigger of like, hey, man, you know, I have my own shit going on, you know?
Yeah. I would think, you know, that is probably true for some of them.
Yeah.
But I also, you know, the sinister, like, pessimistic side of me, I really just think that a lot of people think that pre-transition or pre-whatever don't have anything to offer them.
Yes.
Like, they can't, they're not going to learn anything from them. Right. And maybe they already feel that they've reached out to enough people, that they've done their duty or whatever.
Totally.
That if they're not benefiting in some way from that relationship, I think that is the main reason why it's not happening.
Totally. That makes, I mean, your
unfortunately
yeah your explanation makes sense. I don't necessarily agree with doing that, but
yeah,
what you're saying makes sense. Like, I think that's, yeah, that's a real thing.
You know, because I noticed an uptake in the people who started following me, especially of the more popular variety, after I had top surgery, but after I had had top surgery and started posting pictures of my chest.
Yeah. So something that you and I have talked privately about is how your captions are always so powerful and meaningful. And it's obvious that you take time to, like,
yeah,
you know, type them out. And
way too much time. Yeah, way too much time.
But it's always in, like, a good way, because there's so much value in what you're saying. But you and I have also, like, you have candidly said to me, you know, that if you don't post, like, a picture of your face or a shirt or a shirtless or scandalous type of photo, like, your words are going right, they're scrolling right past. And I think that you're brilliant for knowing how to get people to read them. But I think
it's sad.
That's what I was going to say. It's terribly sad that, like, you know, that's what you have to do. Even for me, the other day, I posted a picture. It was me in front of the ocean, but my body was far enough away from the camera that you didn't see, like, my face was not the focus. The focus was more so the beautiful landscape, and I just happened to be standing in the distance. And I'm not one for likes and all that. I don't care about that stuff. I care about people just enjoying me there.
Absolutely.
But that picture, I think I got like 200 likes on it, and a picture of – there was a picture of me in the hospital shirtless in a hospital bed. I got 1,200 likes on that photo.
Yeah.
Why?
And I think a lot of it is people like to also live through other people's pain.
Yeah.
In kind of a way, or they're, you know, the actual, like, nitty gritty shit that other people maybe aren't going through. It's kind of like, I don't know what the actual term is for it, but, you know, like, you're observing, you know, somebody else in that such a raw emotional state.
Almost
that,
voyeuristic.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, exactly. I mean, it is towards
the thing that I thought was so funny to me, was the hospital picture of me that got 1,200 likes. My caption was asking people to tell me what TV shows to watch because I had run out of show ideas.
Yes, because you had watched The Office a million times already.
Because I had watched The Office for the 9 millionth time. Yeah. So that was my caption on a shirtless hospital photo. My caption at the beach, the one where I was further off in the distance, was a funny story that I had written about, you know, just like a memory I had. But my point being, like, that caption had more substance and got less likes.
Yes.
Because
because you weren't yourself and your body weren't featured. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would say, like, your pain, your face, you know, or any other thing that somebody else wants to feed off of wasn't captured right in that. But going back to that, because I have a very poignant example. My last, like, underwear post where I am clearly calling out a certain company that is using and feeding off of the trans community, whatever. Some of the promoters liked my photo. Like, I just don't get it. The irony is just so lost in the, and I know they're just scrolling and liking. Maybe that's the double edge of maybe I do get more likes, and by extension, it is getting to more people. Because we have to acknowledge that the Instagram algorithm is complete bullshit.
Yep.
And I can post the exact same words, and depending on what picture I pair them with, it's going to reach more people that don't already follow me.
Yep. Yep.
But how many of those likes are simply because
you're a hot babe?
Okay. Fan myself right now.
Fan yourself off.
My face is getting all red now. But I mean, many of those are just because people are liking and scrolling and then not actually reading my words that are paired with that. So I do think about that a little bit.
Yeah.
But I do know what's up.
Yeah.
Well, I know what people are there for.
You know, even on our podcast, on our podcast Instagram, like we just recently had the same conversation about, like, you know, when we're posting pictures for our episodes, I really, really wanted to do the hand-drawn portraits of each person that's on our episode. And I thought it was such a unique, such a cool way of, like, of showing people in a different light, you know. Oh, and then also as like a little, I know it's, you know, very little, but like as a little thank you gift to the person on our episode, like, hey, here's this like portrait of you, you know, this hand-drawn portrait. And
who doesn't want one of those?
Yeah. Who doesn't want one of those? But I noticed that, you know, again, like I post one and it gets such fewer likes than literally the exact picture that was the reference for the drawn photo. But because it's an actual image of that human, it gets more likes. And like, I hear you. Some people don't like artwork. That's okay. Like there's, you know, I'm not saying that, but what do we have to do to get people to find value in things other than just like the beauty of like somebody's face or body? How do we, how do we get like the words out there?
I think it comes from just a lack of reading as well. You know, I mean, we live in such an age and environment that everything's, fast. You get everything in, you know, a headline, a blurb that comes up on scene. I mean, I'm even guilty of it. I'll read a headline and I'm like, I don't need to read that article or whatever. Right. You know, like I got the gist of it. I, you know.
Mm-hmm. Skim it up a little bit, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And like, again, I know that's human nature. Like, you know, I do, I do the same thing. If like the art, but you know, I went to my first major in college was communications, TV, radio, writing. So like, I know that one of the things you have to learn is catchy headline writing.
Yeah.
So like, you know, if it, so I'm kind of critical in that way of like, if I see a headline for an article, if it doesn't draw my attention, like I won't really bother unless it's a topic in general that I'm just super passionate about. So I get it. Like it makes sense in a way, but yeah. Like,
I completely get it. I just wish it wasn't so based on the superficial.
Yeah.
Like I can get you like what you like and everything. You know, everybody has preferences and what they want to read about or what they're interested in. I just wish it wasn't so much because I feel like it is who passes, who has had surgery, and who's, I guess, deemed attractive within the community. And I don't understand that. Obviously not all of us, but I do feel like the majority of trans people have been, and especially me personally, have been judged throughout our entire lives.
Yeah.
Based on our appearances, why are we turning around and doing it to each other? I don't get it. It just literally makes no sense to me.
I'm laughing because like, that's exactly, that's like the exact question. Like why we've been through, all of us in some way have been through hell at some point. Why would we further inflict that upon one another? Like at our own hands, like in our own damaged hands, why would we do that to another? You know, we above all people should understand how this feels, how it feels to be judged. And like you said, like to be judged on your appearance and the way you look and all that, you know, and then, you know, again, if you're, you know, whatever your beauty standards are, or whatever it is that you like, one person may find attractive, think about that message that you're giving that person. Like if they are somebody who, you know, maybe isn't attractive for whatever reason, and you are not liking their pictures or something like that, and then they have this beautiful caption that is like so just whatever, thought out, whatever it is, and you look past all that just because their picture isn't good enough for you, you know, you're just further like subconsciously telling this person like you're not worthy, you're not good enough.
Yeah, and like your words don't matter, your voice doesn't matter.
Like you're not attractive enough for me to care. How is that okay?
Yeah.
Like,
it's not. Like it's just not okay.
And
but so many seem to be fine with it. And maybe they don't realize they're doing it.
Yeah. Does being attractive also make you more interesting? Because like, you know what I mean? Like, why do we gravitate towards people that we find attractive? Like, do they have more to say? Do we like hear them better somehow? You know, I don't know. These are just like, my thought, like these thoughts I'm thinking out loud here. Like, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but
no, I don't either. I don't understand it.
Yeah. But like, just again, like we already are so far pushed out of society in so many ways, like to do that to one another, to me feels so fucked up.
It is. I just feel like they're putting so many more restraints on, you know, in a way, transness as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not really trans until you start passing or until you start growing a beard or until, you know, you start using male restroom or whatever, you know. And right. I just feel like that's also tied into, like, the I'm at this point and you're back here, so you can't offer me.
I think that you really had, like, you were onto something when you said the whole, like, not being, like, there's nothing that they can offer. There's nothing a pre-T person can offer somebody who's early on T. I think that you had a good point there because it makes sense. Like, there's sort of this, like, complex, like this, like a Napoleon complex in a way of just, like, being, like, feeling superior or something. I don't know.
I'm already here. I've already had top surgery and this and this. And that's what kind of blew my mind is that after I revealed, and I guess I shouldn't have been surprised, but I still was, that after I revealed my top surgery, it was a couple people that I had been following for a while. I didn't even realize they weren't following me back. Uh-huh. And once I posted pictures revealing my chest, it was like an automatic follow. And I was like, That can't be a coincidence. No. It can't be.
It's not. Like, I especially if it's somebody that you've tried to make contact with before, because I've thought about, like, you know, maybe they looked at a picture of mine back then and they were just like, he doesn't look so fun or something. But, and then now suddenly I'm more fun. But,
I don't know what it is about me.
I got more fun. I don't know. I mean, I like to think I get more fun as I age, but,
Thank you everyone for tuning in to Nash and C Discuss. As always, if you feel that you would like to share your story, or if there's a topic you would like us to discuss or cover, or any feedback that you have to give about any of the variety of topics that we do cover, we'd love to hear it. You can email us at nash@transitionalwisdom.org or visit our website, transitionalwisdom.org. And hey, thanks.
Who knew this would happen? A magic potion could save my heart. Who knew that these feelings had a name? I'm worthy of change, same as you are. Mirror, mirror, don't you judge me, don't you dare. Who knew I was capable of loving? Who was there staring back? I said staring back at me. It's been a long time coming. I love my shell, I love my scars. Enough for the both of us. I love myself, no I don't need help. I needed a safe space for me to be.